those who live in the shelter of the Most High. We find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Come on. This I declare about the Lord. He alone. He alone. A place of safety. He is my God. And I trust him. This is God. This is what God says to us. He will rescue us. Every trap. All of them. He protects us. There ain't no sickness. There ain't no deadly disease that he don't protect us from. He has protection for us. For every disease. He will cover us with his feathers. Let me get my man voice back. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Don't you be afraid of nothing. Don't you ever be afraid. Nothing at night. Nothing in the day. Do not dread the disease. Oh, is this not relevant to right now? Don't dread no disease that stalks in the darkness. Nothing that strikes at midday. You protected from that. Don't care what the CDC says. You are protected from that. You see all these other people falling dead beside you, 10,000 to your right hand, but it don't. It don't touch you. Does not touch us. Just sit back and watch how the wicked are punished. It don't just happen though. What you got to do? Make the Lord your refuge. If you make the Most High your shelter, that's your decision. Whether you choose to live under that protection or not, that's your choice. Make the Most High your shelter. No evil. No. Zero. None. No evil will conquer you. No plague will come near. Are you hearing what God is saying to you? Did he not speak and all of we see was appeared, had appeared? Did he not speak and the oceans came? Did he not say, let there be light and the suns and the stars popped out? Did he not say, let us make man and there's an earth full of people? God said, that God said, no plague come near your home. What are we waiting on to live by that? We are living by that right now, right? Are we not living by that right now? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. For he will, You don't just have to hope and sit there and wonder if it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. He got angels assigned to make it happen. Protect you wherever you go. Not just protect you when you're 6 feet apart. Protect you wherever. Not just protect you when you're inside, outside. Protect you wherever. They will hold you up in their hand. You won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You can go do what you gotta go do, not worry about catching something from somebody. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. You got to be scared of nothing. You walk on top of it all. You conquer it all. You go in confidence knowing that you rise above it all. That you go, anything you go through, you are protected. It's all around you, but it don't touch you. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? Then look what you get. I will protect those who trust in my name. Do you trust in his name? Look what you get. When they call on me, oh, what will he do? What else will he do? They call on me, I'll answer, and I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. Not just rescue and honor them, honor you. But not just rescue and honor you, but also reward you. He don't just save you. He don't just rescue you and get you out and then let you fend for yourself. He rewards you, gives you long life. Now take that word life and take it for all it's worth. That means I can live right now. I can live in the abundance and the life of God that is inside of me. I can live forever in eternity when I leave this earth. Take life for what life says. He rewards you with long life. We gotta understand what we get when we get salvation. Do we understand what we get when we get salvation? He gives us his salvation. Meditate on that with that confidence. Go to all these other scriptures. Go to whatever scripture that you find that the Lord telling you you need to meditate on. But get in that word with that confidence, knowing that, oh yeah, it's true. And it's true for me. All right. Thank y'all.